Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today, because today is a day, is another day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be joyous. It's a big day today, and I, you know, it's funny because now I'm It's funny how my mind oscillates from fear to fear. You know what I mean? And in order to clean that up, you got to continue to go to God. You got to have a trust in God. We have the carnal nature, which is that old man nature that happened when Adam transgressed against God. The state of death was created. That's that old man nature. And then you have the new spiritual nature, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that makes you free. Stand in that liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled with the weight or the yoke of the bondage. You can choose what you think on, but sometimes it's difficult, and that's why I love the Word. You go to the Word, you read the Word. And today, God comforted me big time as I was going through this struggle in my mind. But if you go to Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." All things work together for good to those people who believe and call and love God, because you're called. You're foreordained, you're preordained to be a son of God. And with that sonship comes freedom. With that sonship comes power. We have all things right now. Verse 29, "For whom He did foreknow," for whom God did foreknow, "He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be," that Christ might be, "the firstborn among many brethren." When Jesus Christ died, He was born new spiritually. He's the first new spiritual man. And when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, and you've been called and preordained to be that man, you are a new spiritual being. You're a new spiritual being, that you might be conformed to the image of His Son. You might have that likeness. You are a powerful person, and you have God behind you right now. Again, verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose." All things, the good and the bad, are working together for good to those that love God. Verse 31, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give all things? God gave the ultimate sacrifice, His Son, that we can live free from the law and be a new spiritual being. How can that same God not freely give us all things? He's already gave the ultimate. Verse 33, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?" To the called, you're called. Who's going to lay anything? Who's going to call you? The call is to call in a debt. Who's going to call in a debt to anyone that is called by God? No one. Verse 34, "Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession on our behalf." Christ is the head of the body. He sits on the right hand of God right now, and He's here making intercession. He's getting involved on our behalf. Who can call anything to us? Who can put a debt to us? No one. God's already done that for us. Now we have God on our side. We have Christ on our side. Verse 35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword?" Verse 37, "Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." You are more than a conqueror right now. It's written. No matter what's going on in this world, all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to purpose. All things work together. It doesn't matter what happens today. It doesn't matter what happens in life. You are called. Nothing can separate us from being more than a conqueror. Continue to stand in that. Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing is going to separate you from the love that God has for you. Perfect love, it casteth out fear. Nothing is going to separate us from whom we are called to, from what position you are called to. Stand in that liberty. Don't allow anything to go on. Pray the big prayers today. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray that your hand is on the election and everything that's going on with that. I thank you for just a blessed day and how you're constantly there for us. I thank you for the knowledge that your son is there working on our behalf. And I thank you knowing that no matter what goes on in this life, that we have you and nothing can separate us from that. Again, I thank you for your word and how much it blesses me and how much it takes care of my mind and my heart in times of need or distress. And I thank you for the ability and that reconnection towards that, Father. And again, I pray for each and every one of your believers today that you take care of them, that you protect them, bless their hearts. And I thank you for a great day. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.